In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good morning, this is Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. The Lord is God and He is King. I'm reading from the first chapter of Mark. And this is so simple. I'm reading from the 14th verse, 1:14, Mark 1:14. Now, after that was after the temptation of Jesus, after that, John was put in prison. After that, John was put in prison, and Jesus came into the Galilee region, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, saying, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. Believe the gospel." The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. Believe the gospel. The kingdom of God. What is this kingdom of God? What is this kingdom of God that Jesus came to announce? What is this kingdom of God that when the disciples said, "Teach us to pray," he said, "Pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That our Lord taught us to pray, "Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That the kingdom of God, God wants, Jesus wants, that the kingdom would come on earth as it is in heaven. That is the will of the Lord. And let me tell you, there is no place on earth, I don't care where we go, that the kingdom has come on earth as it is in heaven. Yet that is the vision of Jesus. That is the vision of Jesus, because the kingdom of God is in the Holy Spirit, allowing the Holy Spirit to have his way, to bring the kingdom of God, that it would come in our midst on earth as it is in heaven, where Jesus would reign, because there is no kingdom without a king. There is no kingdom without a king. And it's all about the king reigning. It's all about the king receiving glory, and the king receiving glory and praise and honor and adoration as they are doing it in heaven in the book of Revelation. All thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That the king should be foremost in our services, that the king, and his name is Jesus, should be extolled and honored and glorified and praised, because he is the Lord, because he is the King of glory. Who is the King of glory? The Lord mighty in battle. Oh yes, the Lord mighty in battle, for he is the one that has defeated Satan upon the cross. Oh yes, he is the King of glory. Oh, open wide your gates. Open up your hearts and let the King of glory in. Let him come, and let him come and be worshipped. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Continue to worship him. Let him arise, and let all of his enemies be scattered. Oh yes, Jesus announced, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, 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 and believe the gospel. I tell you, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is the will of God. That is the will of Jesus. We pray the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, every day. We pray it on Sunday. We pray it every day at Mass. And yet, we do not even listen to the words that the Lord wants his kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. And his kingdom is where the king is, and where the king is extolled. And his king, his kingdom is in the Holy Spirit. For the Bible tells us that the kingdom of God is not in words, but in power and in joy and in justice and in peace in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings the kingdom. The Holy Spirit witnesses to Jesus. The Holy Spirit gives us the grace to worship him and to praise him. Wherever the Holy Spirit is, there is the extolling of Jesus. There is the praise of the Lord. There is the adoration of Christ. And oh, isn't it wonderful Hallelujah. Let's join them. Let's join in the worship of the King, in the power of the Holy Spirit, for the kingdom of God. Jesus wants that kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven, in you as it is in heaven, in me as it is in heaven. And that kingdom also comes when we stop doubting and we start believing and we start resting in faith that He promised this. And you know what? I believe it because He promised it. No matter what He promised, He meant what He said, and He said what He meant. Let's extol the King, and let's extol all what He said. For He said, greater things than these shall you do. Why? Because I go to the Father. Did He say that? Yes, He did. Did He mean that? Yes, He did. Why did He say that? Because that's what He meant. Jesus said what He meant, and meant what He said. Jesus just doesn't say things. When He said, you shall do greater things than I, that's what He meant. He has no inferiority complex. He knew that by going to the Father and by sending the Holy Spirit, that the body of Christ joined to the head would do greater things than He. Why? Because He was at the Father's right hand interceding as the great high priest. And that He would be doing it through the Holy Spirit in our midst. Oh, yes, that's what He said. But you see, it's easier to doubt than it is to have faith. It's easier to doubt than it is to have faith. Just this last talk I gave at WEZE just 10 minutes ago, at the risen Lord appears to the apostles, and it says some worshipped and some doubted. Some worshipped and some doubted. They are looking at Jesus, the risen Savior. They are looking at Christ, the one who has come back from the grave, the one who has robbed Satan of his power, the one who stole the keys of death right out of the hands of the devil, as it says in the book of Revelation. They are looking at Jesus Christ, the Lord, raised from the dead. Some worshipped and some doubted. And we have all graduated from that school of unbelief. Oh, yes. It is so much easier not to believe than it is to believe. Lord, wash away all the unbelief in the blood of Jesus in our lives, that we would not only believe, but that we would worship and worship and worship and worship and worship and worship the King. And as we worship the King in the power of the Holy Spirit, the kingdom comes, the kingdom comes, the kingdom comes. Remember what Jesus said. Remember what Jesus said. He said these words after He had cast out a demon. He says, if I cast out a demon by the power of God, then the finger of God, then the kingdom of God is in your midst. Oh, yes, the kingdom of God is in your midst. He broke the power of Satan. He broke the power of the devil. He broke the power of the evil one through the power of the cross, through the power of His blood. Oh, yes. He is the Lord. He is the King. He is the King of glory. And He wants to do marvelous things. But you know what? It takes a little bit of faith. And to be around people who have that faith and to believe that God is going to work because He loves us. Yes, it's all about love. It's about love. It's not about anything else but love. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. And in giving His Son, the Scripture says, if He gave us Jesus, will He not give us all things beside? Will He not give us all things beside? God so loved you that He gave us Jesus, risen from the dead. Oh, yes, the King wants to be extolled. Oh, yes, He wants to extend His kingdom. It's the time of fulfillment that the kingdom of God would come on earth as it is in heaven, in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blind shall see, and the deaf shall hear, and the good news shall be proclaimed to the poor. Yes, and the dead shall be raised. Hallelujah. And those who have hurt us shall be forgiven. Forgiven. Forgive them. Forgive them. Oh, yes. Well, we've been praying with people. I'm telling you, the big block is unforgiveness. I know when people have been sexually abused, they carry that all their lives. But you know what? I put them under the cross, and we say, Jesus, we want to borrow Your forgiveness. I have to forgive that person, because if I don't forgive that person, you know what? I will carry that person to the grave. I do not want the chains of that person. I ask for the grace to forgive that person, to forgive that person, to forgive that person, so that I don't have to carry them anymore. What they did was evil. What they did, they were monsters. They were monsters. They were monsters. They were monsters. But you know what, Lord? If I do not forgive them, then they are in my head. They are in my DNA. And I carry them to the grave. So, Lord, we ask for the grace to forgive these people. And say it, I forgive. Name the person in the name of Jesus. I let them go. No more. They don't belong to me. Lord, heal me. I forgive them in the name of Jesus, no matter what they've done to me. I don't want to carry them to the grave. I don't want to carry them even for today. For your blood sets me free. 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 You see, the kingdom of God is among us because the kingdom of God is in the Holy Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Oh, yes, there is freedom. Freedom to worship. Freedom to praise God. Freedom to witness. Freedom to dance. Freedom to sing. Freedom to raise our hands. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is at hand. Oh, yes. And where the kingdom of God is, then the little people come. The Anawim, the poor, the broken, the needy, because they need to flock to Jesus. They need to flock to Jesus because there's no other help but Jesus. As little Sadie used to say, no one can help you but Jesus, but no one but Jesus knows how. No one can help you but Jesus, but no one but Jesus knows how. And you know that the kingdom of God wants to be released when these poor little people come, when these broken little people come. And I also tell you this, we're all poor little people. We're all broken little people. We're all messes, and we're all in need of the Savior, not only for salvation. We're in need of the Savior to breathe every day. We're in need of the Savior to go on one step at a time and one day at a time. We're in need of Jesus. 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 Let me also tell you this. We're all poor. We're all broken. We're all needy. But there is only one solution, and his name is Jesus Christ, the very Son of the Eternal Father, the living Father, the living Son, and the living Holy Spirit. The kingdom of God is in the Holy Spirit. Jesus announced the kingdom of God. And where there is a kingdom, there's a king. And we must extol the king. We must continue to extol the king. For the king is the king of glory. The king is the one who mounted the cross out of love for you and me and went and broke Satan's back and washed away our sins and washed away our sicknesses and washed away our fears and washed away our guilt and washed away our shame. Are you carrying shame today? It is not of God. It is not of God. The devil will put your face in shame. I don't care what you've done. Listen to what I'm saying. Maybe you've had 4 abortions. Go to confession. Jesus Christ wants to wash away that shame. Your children are waiting for you in heaven. God has a plan for you. It's not that you'll be tormented. It's that you'll be filled with the presence of God. And you know what will happen as you let go of that shame? Then you're going to be able to help women. You're going to be able to counsel women. You're going to be able to tell women this is not the way to go. But you carry that shame. It's like an anchor around your neck. It's like an anchor around your neck. And God's got forgiveness. He's got multi-forgiveness for you. Multi-forgiveness. Multi-forgiveness for you. He's got it. 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 But you know what? I could tell you, you have to let go of that shame. You've got to let go of that shame. The Lord does not shame you. He never shames you. He's not into shame. He's into mercy. He's not into shame. He's into forgiveness. He's into love. He's into mercy. And for you, yes, for you. For you, for you, for you. You say, I've wasted my life, another person. I don't care that you're saying you wasted your life. I do care. But you know what? Your life is today. This is a new day. We can start a new thing. We don't have to worry about what happened in the past. Because if St. Paul worried about what happened in the past, you know what happened? He never would have been able to do anything. But you know what? He said, one thing I do, I forget what lies behind, and I press on to what lies ahead. Yes, we've got to forget what lies behind. Why? Because God does not judge our future by our past. Our past is under the blood. My past is under the blood. Your past is under the blood. As a matter of fact, my present is under the blood. My present and your present is under the blood. And my future that's growing more. This is the will of the Lord. This is the will of the Lord. It is not God's will that that we live in a church service where nothing happens. It is not God's will that when people come to the Eucharist, listen to what we say at the Eucharist every single day. Lord, I am unworthy to receive you. Only say the word, and I shall be healed. I only say the word, and I shall be healed. Can I tell you, he's already said the word? How many get healed? You know what I'm saying? We say these words as if they're just a ritual, but they are the words that are real. Only say the word, and I shall be healed. That when we go to the Eucharist, when we say those words, we should run up to receive the Lord and expect to be healed. Because you know what? We are not receiving bread. We are receiving Jesus, the eternal Son of the Father, the King of glory, the one who sits at the right hand of the Father, the one who robbed the devil of death and the keys of death. Let me tell you, how many people get healed when they come to the Eucharist? Not many. And you know what? Why do we say those words? Lord, I am unworthy to receive you. Oh yeah, we believe that. We believe we're unworthy. It's easy to believe we're unworthy. Say the word, and I shall be healed. We don't believe that. We don't believe that. Like, we don't believe it, you know what? Because not too much happens. Well, you see, not too much happens because I'll tell you a couple of things. Because you know what, in many churches, you know, it's more like a bar in the morning, waiting for the priest to come out, rather than a quiet place, praising God in silence, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our salvation. It's more like a time of fellowship, rather than we're preparing to hear the word of God, we're preparing to receive the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're preparing to be healed as we receive Jesus. For just before we say, Lord, I am unworthy to receive you, only say the word, and I shall be healed. Just before that we say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It all goes together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then, you see, Lord, I am unworthy to receive you. Only say the word, and I shall be healed. It's all about the kingdom. It's all about the Eucharist. It's all about getting healed, because the King of glory is in our midst, and how many get healed. But I will tell you one. There was a man in France, when Father Adam was here, who told the story that when he was at Mass, he was blind. And when the priest raised up the Eucharist, the sacred body and blood of the Lord, the sacred body of the Lord, this shaft of light hit his eyes. And when he raised up the cup, the shaft of light from heaven hit his eyes, and he was completely healed of blindness. Well, say the word, and that shall be healed. He's already said the word. He's already said the word. He's already said the word. Do you understand what I'm saying? When we go to the Eucharist, we need, if we've not gone to confession, we need to go confess our sins. We need to go cleanse ourselves under the blood of Jesus. And then we receive with a pure heart, as if it was our first communion, say the word, and I shall be healed. I shall be healed. He longs to heal you at the Eucharist. He longs to heal you because he's the King. The word, the scripture says, everywhere Jesus went, people were healed. But it's more than healing. He wants to give you love. He wants to love you. He wants to give you peace. He wants to give you optimism. He wants to give you his caress. He wants to take you in his arms and say, I have loved you with an everlasting love. He wants to do great and awesome things for you and through you. Yes, through you, through you, through you. There is no one he doesn't want to use and bless so that you would be a very important person in the kingdom, that you would draw people to the King, that his name is Jesus. You say, not me. Now, who am I the apostles, and the word of God says, some doubted and some worshipped. You can be on either side of the line. You can either worship or doubt. I can either worship or doubt. And I know we've all been raised in the school of unbelief, but it's time now to worship the King. It's time now to praise His holy name. It's time now to pray that the kingdom would come on earth as it is in heaven. It's time now. It's time now to extol the King of glory, who has plans for you, plans for me, and He will never leave us nor forsake us, for He is the King of glory, and He loves us. He loves us. He loves us, and He will never stop loving us, because He's faithful and He's true. And shame is not part of His vocabulary, but mercy and forgiveness, they are part of His vocabulary. Shame is never of God. And how do we get rid of it? We forgive the people who've hurt us, and we have to start by forgiving ourselves. So we come under the cross, and now we ask for the mercy of God. Lord, I forgive myself for not being what I've wanted to be. I forgive myself for not doing what I should be doing. But Lord, you know what? I forgive myself. And I'm under the blood. And you know what? I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Because if the Spirit of God sets you free, and if the Lord sets you free, you're free indeed. You're free indeed. You're free indeed. You're free indeed. You are free indeed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let's listen to what we pray. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Supply the daily bread for your people. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That's why we have to forgive those people who hurt us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I do thank you for listening. We're on every day, Monday through Friday, at this time, proclaiming the Word of God. And I do need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills, the bills for August. It's almost the end of September. So please be generous. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Let me also tell you this. At 4 o'clock at Holy Rosary today, they'll be worshiping the Lord. Oh, yes. Why don't you join them in worshiping the King? For as we worship the King, the kingdom of God comes. The kingdom of God comes as we worship the King. The kingdom of God comes. The kingdom of God comes. And it comes on earth as it is in heaven. That's what we need. And the kingdom of God is in the Holy Spirit. So today at 4 o'clock, we'll be worshiping the Lord at the Holy Rosary. And you're welcome to be there at 4 o'clock. Tonight there'll be a 7:30 Mass at the Holy Rosary, followed by adoration of the Blessed Sacrament all night long. We have on Saturday, at 5:30, a Mass, and then we pray for healing on Saturday. And then at 11 o'clock at the Holy Rosary, we have Mass that goes on forever. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. May the Lord be praised both now and forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised. May His name be praised and extolled. You know why? Because He loves you. 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 And He's never going to stop loving you. Because His name is Jesus. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.